what I'm doing. We good?
Okay.
I'll call this Wednesday night meeting of the Taney County Board of Adjustments to order, October 16th, 2013. Bob, could you give us a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Flemmitson, he is not here. Tom Gideon is not here. Tony Mullen.
Present.
Mark Weiss.
Here.
And David Nelson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. Before we go any further, it takes, when we only have three people, it'll take a unanimous decision to approve the variance request. If you want to go ahead and go on with it tonight and see what we come up with, that'd be fine. But if you want to wait till we have a full quorum, we can do it next month.
And in the event that it doesn't go through, our only option is to appeal?
To the courts, yes. Okay. Could you read the procedures?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the October 16th Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear the single variance request. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each request, which is filed with the Planning Department. I'd like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for the variance case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for the case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for the case to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for the variance request will be read, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the variance application, you've got to sign in at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against the variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Okay, Mark, could you read the statutes, please?
Yes. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged that there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or an exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application, so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken. Any owners, lessees, or tenants of buildings, structures, or land jointly or severally aggravated by a decision of the Board of Adjustment or of the County Commission respectively under the provisions of Section 64.845 to 64.880, or Board, Commission, or other public official may present to the circuit court of the county in which the property affected is located a petition, duly verified, stating that the decision is illegal in whole or in part, specifying the grounds of the illegality, and asking for relief therefrom. Upon the presentation of the petition to the court, shall allow a writ of certiorari directed to the Board of Adjustment or the County Commission, respectively, of the action taken and data and records acted upon, and may appoint a referee to take additional evidence in the case. The court may reverse or affirm or may modify the decision brought up for review. After entry of judgment in the circuit court in the action in review, any party to the cause may prosecute an appeal to the appellate court having jurisdiction in the same manner now or hereafter provided by law for appeals from other judgments of the circuit court in civil cases.
Thank you, Mark. Bob, could you give us a staff report, please?
Okay. This is case number 2013-7V. The project is the Walker Car Part setback variance. The applicants are Eric and Tracy Walker. This is the property in question in relationship to the county. And we've zoomed in a little closer. The property is located at 8253 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade, Missouri, in the Jasper Township, Section 34, Township 24, Range 21. The applicants, Eric and Tracy Walker, are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are requesting a variance from the required 50-foot front lot setback requirement in order to allow for the addition of a carport structure to the west elevation, or basically the front of the attached garage, as shown here. And this is another drawing from the front, basically showing what the carport would look like before and after. North elevation of it. And then the subject property is described as Lot 2 of Plot 4 of Bull Creek Valley Camp Subdivision, containing a total of approximately 0.97 acres. The property is currently utilized as the Walker's private residence. According to the assessor's information, a portion of the original structure was originally constructed as a store in 1952 prior to the adoption of planning and zoning, and so therefore the existing building is viewed as a legally non-conforming or grandfathered structure. However, the new carport addition will be required to be built in conformance with the requirements of the Development Guidance Code, including all setback requirements, unless a variance is granted. The existing garage is located approximately 52 feet at the closest point from the front property boundary, or the right-of-way of U.S. Highway 160. Again, the subject property is located at 8253 U.S. Highway 160. And in the general description on this, the applicants are seeking a variance from the setback provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and per these provisions, the structure is required to be set back 50 feet from the front property line, or a front property line adjoining a state or federal highway. Measurements to the structure are made to the portion of the structure that is closest to the property line, which in this instance is the roof overhang. The applicants are requesting a 15-foot setback variance from the west property line, allowing the new carport structure to be constructed 35 feet at the closest point from the front property line. And we've got, using that pictometry, we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property. In review, the applicants are seeking a 15-foot setback variance from the front or west property line, adjoining U.S. Highway 160, allowing for the construction of the new carport structure 35 feet at the closest point from the front property line. In 2003, the Missouri Department of Transportation constructed a new bridge on U.S. 160 and also made a number of other improvements and modifications to the roadway near the property in question. At the time that the improvements or modifications were made, a large sycamore tree line was moved approximately 100 feet further west. The applicants have indicated that as a result of the removal of the tree line, the building in question does not see any shade on the west elevation until around 8 p.m. The applicants have expressed that the variance may be granted without substantial detriment to the public, as the road moved considerably to the west, although the highway easement did not change. And what we found, basically, this is an aerial photo from Google Earth from 1996, showing the basically the roadway in 1996. In 2003, this was the construction of the new bridge, which at that time they also removed the trees that the applicant spoke about. And then this is the roadway as it currently exists. The applicant did submit basically some photos in August of 2001. You can see that this was a very wooded area, and of course currently the tree line has been moved back by quite a distance. Per the requirements, of course, we've read that. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of the setback variance of 15 feet from the west property line adjoining U.S. Highway 160, allowing the new carport structure to be constructed 35 feet at the closest point from the front property line. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a really brief video of the property here. And, of course, this is the existing garage area where the applicant's wishing to construct the...
Anita is in every video.
And we've done just a quick, 360 here. And... this is, of course, the area where the trees were removed. And I think I just kind of panned down the front of the building, basically. But this is pretty much the area in question.
I think we got it.
Let's see if I can... Okay.
Okay, can I have the sheet? And whoever wants to speak on this, looks like Eric and Tracy, if you guys would stand up. Raise your right hand. Are you both going to speak or just... Okay. You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so I'll help you?
I do.
Okay.
My name is Eric Walker. My wife and I are here to talk about the proposed variance request for a setback. I couldn't have said it better than myself than what Bob has already presented. So,
okay.
The bottom line, when we're referring to the shade thing, we're mostly talking about the summer months. We've recorded with an infrared temperature sensor up to 140 degrees on the front of our building. Between that camper that you saw and that there's right. No air movement, the sun is unbearable until closer to dark hours. So that's the reason of the request.
Okay. Any questions?
The presentation from staff was so thorough. I don't know what else to say.
No, that's good. That's fine, yeah.
I have one question. Eric, did I understand that when the bridge moved, you actually got further away from the road?
We gained more distance between the paved road area and the front of the building considerably.
That's what it appeared.
About, yeah. I want to say probably about 60 feet. But the tree line, which was what created our shade, moved an additional 100 feet beyond the road. Mm. And in that first picture, we saw our children there. It created a huge wall, and it was big shade about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it made doing anything on the front side of the property something bearable, but now in the heat of the summer it's unreal. That's really the whole reason of this.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we'll close the public portion of this. Thank you. And I would entertain any motions.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to approve case 2013-0007V with the stipulations as indicated on our package.
I'll second that.
I have a motion made and seconded, so I'll call for a vote. Mr. Mark?
Yes.
Mr. Tony?
Yes.
And Chairman votes yes as well, so it's approved.
Thank you very much.
And if you get with Bob, does he come see you guys tomorrow or the next day? Or?
We will send you a letter.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Ms. Benita. All right, guys.
Thanks for your time.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you.
All right. The minutes for our last meeting, which was August?
Yeah.
Motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any old and new business?
Don't really have anything at
Nothing
this point.
Next month?
We do have one at this point. But it's possible we may have more because the deadline's next Tuesday.
Okay.
So it is possible, but we've definitely got one.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Let me see. Yeah, I'll say.
All right. All those in favor?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Very efficient.
There we go.